Many of us feel we are here for a higher purpose, to bring love and peace to humanity. How can we stay focused on our mission amongst the chaos that exists all around us?
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. It is interesting the linearity that the human being accepts. It is the world you live in. It's how you've taught your children. It's how you teach yourself. And it often goes like this. I need to focus on this because other things are bothering me. And so you get on this track that says, how can I do this? How is it possible with all the chaos around me that detracts my attention and takes me here and takes me there? How can I then focus on the purpose of my life? And Adiranda just answered it. The answer is, don't focus. Don't you dare. Don't then go to a place where you say, how can I think of this? How can I do this or that in order to get back to that place which will eliminate the chaos in my life? Let me give you a secret. It's already been given. When you drop into your heart and you get silent, all of the chaotic things, which, by the way, are not your natural state, they start to diminish. And instead, your life's purpose, the love, the compassion, the things that a light worker knows about, they start to raise to the surface. They rise to the surface. They raise up. And you don't have to focus on anything. They take over. Let me tell you something you haven't thought of. Dear ones, the natural state of the magnificent human being is peace. Did you know that? This is where the body wants to go. You knew that. You're not comfortable, are you, in stress? Is this where you want to be? You're not comfortable in chaos. You don't want to be there. Everything your body says is, get out of that. I don't want this. So again, I'll say it. The natural state of the human condition, your psychic, your consciousness, your body, is peacefulness. This is when you are most happy. Think about it. So why would you have to focus on something that is natural? Instead, why don't you go to a place where that natural part of you is able to surface? And that place is quietness. You have to step back. And instead of embracing any of those things that are before you that create chaos in your life, what you do instead of focusing on something else is to defocus. Dear body, dear spirit, I wash away everything that is not appropriate in my life right now so that I can go back to my natural state, which is peace. Ah, I start to feel love. Ah, I start to smile a little more. Isn't it great to know that if I step back and focus on nothing, the thing that starts to appear is what I want the most. Love. Peace. I smile. I might even laugh. And that is the answer, dear ones. Let that which is your inner self take over, because that is the natural state of the human being.
So much beauty within those answers. And we wish to ask, Another question for Adironda and Cryon. And the question is this: how can I enhance my intuition? How can I learn to get in touch with the field and sense the guidance for my life that I know is there?
Dear ones, I wish to talk about intuition. I wish to talk about it in a way we never have before. Intuition is one of the most magnificent energies that is going to be needed and studied for the future. Get used to it. You're going to need it. You're going to need more of it. You're going to need to understand it and be aware. Let me ask you a question for those listening and watching this program. Did you notice that Adironda went into teaching mode? That's because this needs to be taught. The things that are involved in the next step with intuition need to be explained. The reason is because it is a mystery to most humanity. And yet, it's going to be one of the most used things and needed things in the future. And I'm talking about a future not just far away, but tomorrow and the next day and the next week. And the beautiful thing about this is the thing that we are now starting to expose on the planet. What you are being given in both the changes in your body and also the changes on the grid systems of the Earth are all designed to increase intuition. All of them. Whether it's the activation of the 24th pair of chromosomes, or whether it's the reason behind the nodes and the nulls that have been presented to you as ancillary information from the Pleiadians, all of these things open, guess when? The shift. Now, you are in the portion of the shift designed to have these things begin. All of them are tools for greater intuition. You don't know what that feels like, dear ones. You don't know or have an awareness of truly what it is. There are so many who still believe that intuitive people are psychic people, and they are not. Every single human on the planet comes equipped with intuition. It comes with the vessel. It is part of you. But now it starts to be developed. It must be taught. And the teaching does not have to be complex. It can be practiced. It can be something recognizable and not fleeting. All of these things are beginning for you. Wouldn't you like to know where it comes from? And what it is, the engine of intuition is the information that is all around you in the field. What is in the field? Everything. Is it possible to tune in to certain parts of that field that are around your life so that you'll know when to move here or move there? And I mean your body. I don't mean your home. I mean everyday practical things. Increasing your memory, it's part of intuition. Knowing that you're in the right place, it's part of intuition. When you meet somebody, knowing if they're for you, that's part of intuition. Because you have the encyclopedia, the Google, if you want to say, of everything around you in the field at your disposal. Are you interested? It must be taught. These are not things that you were ever shown by any spiritual community, by any doctrine on the planet, because it has to do with the power of you. Magnificent you are. And we have told you this was coming. There is so much more that I would want to share with you and will share with you about the activation of the tools that will let you have intuition. Think of it. Why now? You know why now. The shift is bringing light workers to fruition. Mastery is at hand. But more than that, here comes something that every single human being needs on this planet. You're in the dark right now, walking around, bumping into things, finding out the hard way whether they are for you or not for you, or whether you're going to have to start again because they were the wrong thing. What if all that could go away? What if you'd have a knowing instead of bumping into them and wondering what they looked like? The knowing would show you through intuition, moments before you bumped into it, to step to the left. This is where it's going. Can you imagine a population, a civilization, a population of the planet with greater intuition? What would that bring? How about better leaders? Since almost all of them are voted on. How about better selections of everything with more integrity? How about coming out of the dark into the light? This is important, dear ones. That's what's next. Intuition. And so it is.